Instagram at JimFreed1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back and we're on with my good friend, Jeff Glusman. Jeff, it looks like you're on the road going somewhere. What's up, man?
On the road in the great state of Texas today, Jim.
All right, well, stay safe. Put that mask on in public there, Jeff.
It's right here, baby, right here.
All right. Now, what are you in Texas for, Jeff?
We're going to be seeing one of the NBA teams today and also going to see an NBA prospect for the draft coming up.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, Jeff, we've got professional sports attempting to open up right now. Baseball, I actually saw an exhibition game last night. Marlins looked good. Tonight, the Heat open up at 8 o'clock with the preseason. I don't know what you call it, but a practice game with the 10-minute quarters.
Yep.
That's baseball. And football appears to be getting closer. What is the real word on the street with your clients, all of whom are at risk if they play these sports?
There's a lot of concern. There's a lot of concern about their families as much as themselves. The bubble situation and being able to, a lot of these guys turn around and not be able to see their families for 3, 4, 5 months. And health certainly is another risk, not just COVID health, but I think you're already seeing a bunch of athletes that have quote unquote gone back to work and they're suffering physical injuries because they have not been participating in normal day-to-day activities for their body.
You know, our last guest on the show talked about how a lot of the COVID is now spreading inside the home. So I got to believe that these NBA guys are concerned not only about their families, but now being locked up with each other as well. One guy goes out, gets a pizza, you know, breathes the wrong thing, and the whole thing goes, you know, kind of goes down. What are they feeling like living in there right now?
There's a lot of respect amongst each other. The guys that checked in, no one checked in and tested positive for COVID. So there are fine lines. There are what's being referred to as snitch lines, where players are, if they're seeing someone else do something wrong. For instance, a player the other day crossed over the line of demarcation to pick up his delivery food and was sent home for 2 weeks. So I think the guys that are there are keeping true to wanting to stay healthy as their top priority. And certainly to get back to playing ball and earn their income and hopefully win a championship as the second.
Now, Jeff, you go out there, you see the individuals, you work to represent them. You're not really a sports agent. What you are is a financial advisor. What are some of the things right now that you're advising your clients as they look down the road at this financial uncertainty? I've got to believe it's socking away money.
Yeah, we've preached liquidity for clients between 12 and 18 months of liquidity at all times, not just for catastrophe events like this, but really because of collective bargaining, because of free agency, because of the uncertainty of sport when it comes to injury. Even if you have disability insurance, sometimes that can take years to pay out. So many of our existing clients have significant amount of liquidity and have zero concerns. And the guys that have just gotten drafted, they're learning right now what it means to have extra cash in the bank so they don't have to rely on the paychecks. Potentially even, no one wants to hear this, but going into next year, while there is activity now in preseason, if you will, or warm-up games in the NBA, nothing is promised. I offer up to you, I said to you last time we were on the show that the market had gone straight up and we were due for some downside and volatility. I think people need to take a look at sports and realize that even though there is a starting here, it is not promised that they actually get into and complete full seasons.
Now, Jeff, this is all going to impact the players very directly. What is the players' leadership telling them as far as their focus? Is the leadership's focus health? Is the leadership's focus TV deals? Is the leadership focus getting as much money as possible to the players, which I guess it probably is? You know, what is league leadership, player leadership focused on right now? And in regard to the teams, are they aligned with that focus?
I think that leadership from two perspectives, like you said, from the respective leagues and then from the respective players are a little bit different. I think a lot of players are suspect, specific to why they think that the leagues are rushing to restart, that they're being used in a way to make people feel like it's normal or just to generate revenue. And a lot of them, specifically in baseball, basketball as well feel like the economics maybe aren't in their best interest to rush back to playing, that maybe they should take a year off. And if their money's right and they've done the right thing in planning in the past few years and they've been in the league, it's understandable, in my opinion, why someone may turn down playing this year for $3, $4, $5, $6 million if they're 28 years old with plenty of earnings career in front of them to protect their health and their families. The union representatives, the players in all sports, even in the NFL, as you see, there was a lot of progress made recently. That's because the players and the unions are putting in the appropriate pressure on the executives and the league officials. So it's all ultimately going to head to an agreeable standpoint. But as you know, it's fear and greed that rule the world. And right now, the two of them are battling daily, fear and greed, that is, to get to a resolution short term.
Well, actually, very well said in that regard, Jeff. You didn't even have to mention COVID-19. Nailed it right on the head. So, Jeff, everybody still feels comfortable that they'll be protected, or are some players taking extra precautions? I mean, I don't know how much more precaution you could take except going in your room and coming out for nothing, which is basically the way I live.
Yeah, in the baseball world, I don't think they could take more precaution. The 62-page manifesto details what time they can go to the lobby, what they can wear, what uniform they have to have on, where and when they can congregate with other players, whether it's in the clubhouse, which are now they're expanding clubhouses, so there's de minimis people in given areas. I think that the football players, veterans and rookies alike, are shaking their head daily because they don't feel like the proper protocols have been put in place, that the health component has not been put as a priority. NBA, much like baseball, I feel like they're at a point where they understand the bubble scenario, they understand the food delivery, they understand the rules and regulations, and they're much more in it at this juncture. Football, I think the biggest doubt right now sits in the football community, specifically with the players.
Jeff, first of all, I forgot to ask at the top, how are you and your family? Hope everybody's safe and healthy.
Everyone is healthy, knock on wood, and being as safe as possible. There's anxiety that comes with traveling. It's only the second time I've traveled in the last 4.5 months, and a little less anxiety this week than I had last week. But everyone in general public seems to be playing by the rules as far as masks and contact and distance. So I'm happy to report everybody's healthy. Thank you. And I hope you and yours are as well.
Good. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're healthy and we're focused and we're doing well. And, you know, of course, if I can help you or any of your guys, you just let me know. Now, Jeff, coming up in 2021, it seems like everything is kind of colliding together. It appears to be, you know, the closest to the seasons together. Mm-hmm. The players' bodies, can they handle that?
Look, there's some players that have actually benefited from the layoff. They've had extra time to rest from maybe prior seasons. Kemba Walker's a good example. He had a sore knee coming off of a playoff run and Team USA and then getting in with the Celtics camp. So some people are benefiting. And some people, candidly, they haven't been training the way that they normally would this time of year. So their bodies are getting dinged up. Sacramento Kings lost a valuable high draft pick from a couple years ago, Marvin Bagley, from a stress fracture in his foot. And other guys have had some odd injuries that are going to preclude them from participating, which I think some of them might not be actuals, you know, a twisted finger rather than an actual injury where people don't want to expose themselves to sickness.
You know, Jeff, we really do appreciate you being on the show. I know you're in transit. Do you have time to do another segment?
Yeah, if it works for you guys, we got another 15 minutes or so in the car. It'd be my pleasure.
Okay, great. Well, Reagan, let's go. Let's take a little bit of an earlier break so we can get Jeff in for a second segment. And then when he has to go, we'll do some real estate talk after that. So, Reagan, take it away. Let's sell some cars for Warren Henry. We'll be right back with Jeff Glusman. And we'll be asking him some more sports-related questions after this. Hey, everybody. I want to remind you that we're South Florida's longest running business talk show. And I want to remind you that our longest running sponsors are friends at Warren Henry with us for an eighth year in a row now. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, their new store at 151st and Biscayne at FIU North. They've got great service specials up there, too. Say hey to my friend May Stark while you're there. Down in Key West, they've got all kinds of great cars at their store in Key West, and in Gainesville, they sell Audis. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and their famous 72-hour exchange. It can take 3 days to decide if you like your car or not. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is Becca Carlson from Carlson Integrated. You know, a lot of our clients find that they can do anything, but not really everything. We are always excited to jump in and help. So whether you need another set of hands for a project or even comprehensive marketing management, our team of marketing mavens would love to have a conversation with you to see if we are the right fit. We do everything from logo and design work to email outreach and social media to writing and thought leadership. And here's a fun one. We are now offering our fabulous ebook of top 10 marketing tips on our website for free. So head over to carlsonintegrated.com and grab a copy today. And please always let us know how we can help. My email is Becca, that's B-E-K-A-H at carlsonintegrated.com. That's B-E-K-A-H at carlsonintegrated.com.
All right. Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300 if I can help you with a mortgage. You go, Jim, who are you helping? Well, I'm helping a friend of my son of my friend buying his first home in Orlando. I'm helping another friend that's a big developer get $500,000 out of his $2 million house. I'm helping a third friend who's a developer refinance his mortgage so he's saving $1,500 a month. Everybody has a different need. I'm helping another guy buy his first home. So all I can do is say, call me. There is mortgage money out there. It's not that easy. Rates are good, and I can help. 305-773-6300. That's my number. When you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at JimFried1. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. We are here with my good friend, Jeff Glusman. Jeff, high five to the success that you've made in the sports financial advisor universe. Is he there? He's like frozen. Can you hear me, Jeff?
I can hear you, but I'm frozen.
You're frozen, Jeff, but that's okay. You look good in that frozen shot.
Yeah, it's a good-looking frozen shot.
You're looking good in that frozen shot. Jeff, you're in Texas. Let's talk about why you're in Texas, because I think it really tells people what you do.
We've got the NBA draft, which was postponed and pushed to October. There's a lot of training facilities out here in Texas between Dallas, Arlington, and the like. So we're out here seeing a couple of contacts with a local team and then seeing one of the draft picks and his families going into next month to be considered for the wealth management needs that they have.
Now, the NBA draft is the next scheduled event on the regular calendar. It's set. It's not going to move?
I don't think it'll move. I think it's set for October 16th, and they postponed and postponed and postponed, so should be good to go. The lottery is set for August 20th. So a little bit different considering the usual time frame, but looks like they've got it locked and loaded now.
And they're going to be drafting guys that sort of played basketball last year? What's up with that?
Yeah, very interesting point. There are a handful of young men that we were talking to last year that ended up staying in school to play out. some of them their sophomore year, some of them their senior years, and sure enough, not so much. So a little bit of a letdown. Some of the teams had a real chance to be national champions, and some of the young men that went back to try to get that right to win in the tournament itself. So a little bit of disappointment, but nonetheless, they for the majority have been training. A lot of these young men have got individual trainers they work with, or they've found even back at their high school gyms where they've been able to get the time in to get the work in pre-draft and preseason.
Well, let's do a little role play here, Jeff. Let's say that my son is a top one-and-done candidate to play shooting guard at the University of Texas. Actually, I'd want him to go to Florida, but wherever he got in would be okay. In any event, what would you tell me as his father that I should be looking out for with him being a one-and-done?
Making sure that his insurance is appropriately aligned with his season, that he is an asset, and that the only one that cares about him as much as he cares about himself is you as his father, and to look out protecting his interests. That if he's a one and done, there are a lot of agents and business managers and marketing executives and wealth management people like myself that are going to be approaching him, and that he should be steadfast in his ability to say, I appreciate you reaching out to me, please contact my father, to not be distracted, to keep focused on his hard work and his craft and what got him to where he is, not any of the fluff that people are going to serve to him.
And what's the decision point that people typically use when they're deciding to work with Level 4 and the rest of your team?
Look, whether it's a big wirehouse that someone's talking to or an RIA, the major difference is our group acts as fiduciaries. Our group has experience as a division and focused personnel that deal strictly with athletes and entertainers, but also have the relationships with very successful, wealthy people that have either sold their businesses, inherited money, whatever it may be, to be able to introduce them and help them expand their horizons when they transition from being an athlete to a civilian.
You know, now, Jeff, it's real important. This is the whole life. And what people don't realize when they look at these salaries is that these players only have a 3 to 5 year, maybe 10 year window to make these earnings if they're really, really good. And the NFL, it's even shorter. So what are some of the specific things you do to help them to make sure at the back end of their career they've got a little something left?
Well, we educate first and foremost. And until their understanding of why we do and what we do is on point, their financial literacy, we don't push them into the investment pool. And we also start with last things first, which is cash flow, fixed income, much like if you're exercising your body, you've got to work on your core and have that in shape if you want the rest of it to work. So really focus on putting them in a position of cash flow, of insured, tax-free, guaranteed, reliable investments like tax-free, insured, municipal essential services, bonds, and make them get that to a level where that cash flow is meeting a lifestyle that they have deemed as acceptable for them. And once they hit that number, then we can turn around and look at other asset classes, whether it be real estate, art, or getting into growth like technology, financials, healthcare, et cetera.
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating to see that Andre Iguodala is one of the investors in Zoom. I thought that was tremendous, actually.
Surely. Well, Iggy did a real good job building a cash flow investment portfolio. He also hit the bell as far as being a veteran for the league pension numbers. Makes it a lot easier to invest in peripheral opportunities when you're good to go on the cash flow.
I'll tell you, you know, I think we talked about it earlier where people don't really realize that the entertainers and sports people they're watching are actually human beings that hurt, feel, love, cry, and get scared. And I think it's important. In fact, perhaps the most important thing that we realize that, because when we do, I think we can really appreciate sports as they are. Unfortunately, most people can't get into the first or second row to hear them whistling and talking and everything else. but you know, it truly is something that does not only bring us together, but make us feel good. And I really did not realize how much I missed it till I just watched that meaningless exhibition game in front of nobody in the middle of the rain and said, all right, I was excited. I couldn't believe it. And tonight just a little bit of that I already texted my mom for the heat alert, and it's still hours away. It's great. It's great. Yeah. So I want to thank you, Jeff. I want to thank you for helping the guys in the league feel good, play better, and really have a better execution in life. Because when they're feeling good and their head's on right, I think they play better, too.
There's no doubt. When your money's right, I think this speaks for people in general. It allows you to operate day to day with a nice, clean mentality and a good vision. So I appreciate being on the show again. Hopefully we can come back in a couple months after the NBA draft, give you some updates on that, and pray hard for health, for everybody to stay healthy, and for treatment and vaccine to come around in the fourth quarter, and hopefully sports and entertainment can get back on track.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for joining us. Say hey to your mom and dad. You know, I know they must be sheltering in place somewhere. Your little man looks good. Love those kicks on him. Yeah, that's right. Tell him I saw the kicks. He'll feel good about that. It'll make it feel worthwhile spending the money, too. And thank you so much. We'll look forward to having you on after the draft. Reagan, let's talk a little mortgages. We've got a couple minutes left. You know, I've been working with a whole bunch of people. It hasn't been easy. Everybody thinks it's easy, but it's not. With the dynamic incomes that people are fronting right now, we're underwriting them very carefully, but we are having success. The appraisals are holding their values, and we're having people getting rates that they cannot believe. They're locking them in and then calling me and asking if they can unlock because they went down again. Well, sorry, man. If you liked it there, we're going to keep it there. So if I can help you, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're helping local people. We still can help those foreign nationals. We're helping folks that are moving down from New York and in from Chicago and Philly. We're helping our friends that are having their sons and daughters moving. Everybody's calling us. Developers, I'm working with a lot of developers, real estate brokers, businessmen, entrepreneurs, everybody. I've got a call in a couple hours with a guy that owns a chain of pizza places. So if I can help you or your friends with a mortgage, give me a call at 305-773-6300. And remember, go to our website. We can also help you. We've got these folks that have PPE, and they'll sell them in smaller batches. So remember, anything I can do to help you, reach out. Now we're going to go into the close. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, Creco AI, Carlson Integrated, our friends at Turkel Brands, and of course, our big sponsor, Lerner & Rowe. I want to give a shout out to the first responders and our healthcare heroes. Go to our Facebook page and like my show. Tell your friends. Of course, I want to thank you, the person that watches and listens. Our community grows all the time. We've got thousands of people that hit the web page. Give us feedback and comments. I'm on LinkedIn now, all over the place. Hit me on LinkedIn. Join me on LinkedIn. Network with me on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, the website. If you missed today's show, Regan will have it up on freedombusiness.com ASAP. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for me next week right here at noon on all the social stuff. We're going to have Casey Conway. We're going to talk about all things real estate economics and into the future. We're going to have Todd Jones on. He's going to talk to us about how to save money on your real estate taxes. So remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Go out there and make it happen. Thank you. Reagan, it's all yours.